Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast On the Spot series. I'm Zhang Lirong with China Forum. On our program today, we will bring you some expert opinions on China's perspective of democracy. Professor Zhou Hong, China Forum expert and chair of the Division of International Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, says that despite different democratic structures among countries, the world should not be split by ideologies. Professor Zhou shared her perspective in a panel discussion entitled Shifting Sands, Geopolitics in Crisis Mode in the 9th Annual Athens Democracy Forum in late September. Let's hear what she has to say and please stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a few short remarks. First, the world is indeed undergoing a period of massive change, yet this change can be guided toward a better future if the peoples around the world join hands to grasp opportunities unveiled and combat common threats and prepare for contingencies ahead. Second, the world should not be cut we from them according to ideology. My generation from China grew up with ideals of building a modern China with Mr. De, meaning democracy, and Mr. Sai, meaning science. These were put forward by Chinese Communist Party's forefathers about 100 years ago. Democracy and science have been the pursuit of my generation and generations before and generations after. We believe that we are much more closer today to our goal as never before. Democratic systems are differently structured in different countries. And this is my third point. The ways that the peoples of the EU are delegated are clearly different from that in the US and understandably different from that of China. In China, we invest more in deliberation, in the whole process of policymaking, care more about inputs from common people into policymaking, casting votes and exercising universal suffrages are taken as procedures and measures to allow people's voice better represented and not as the end goal. Our democracy is evaluated by the satisfactory of people. As Ambassador Qin Gang to the US concluded, the Chinese model of democracy is characterized as from the people, to the people, with the people, for the people. Fourth point. We know that other countries have reasons for their own political constructions, but we do not take the differences as grounds or reasons for conflicts or confrontation. Modern history tells us the coexistence, mutual respects, and mutual benefits among countries with different political systems and different ideologies are not only possible, but it is also desirable. I also see more similarities between our different governances. From previous speeches, I can tell that many governance issues faced in the EU are similar in China. We are dealing with daily issues such as how best to serve people, to care for the aging, to assist young and weak, to build a more prosperous and equal society where people enjoy happiness and confidence. Nobody should be left from the trend of development, progress, and better lives. In order to serve people better, China has launched a series of reforms to improve our political, social, and economic governance. One of the measurements for these reforms is that how close the important decision-making is to the public and how the policies are viewed and evaluated by the broad masses. Six. Coming back to the we and them issue, I think that demarcation should not be drawn between different nations, different governances, different national housekeepings, but to divide between those who seek for progress and common goods from those who insist in going against the tide of history, insisting in isolation, hedging, zero-sum game, etc. Last, I take today's exchanges organized by the Democracy Forum valuable and constructive. Thank you all.
That was Professor Zhou Hong, Chair of the Division of International Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, sharing her views on democracy. Thanks for listening.